welcome along to my fifth audio boo. This was going to be the spiritual successor to Twitter on the Shitter, as it was going to be audio boo on the loo, but thankfully my bad stomach from which I was suffering seems to have abated somewhat, which means I'm not on the toilet. And that would be a bit weird anyway, because people probably think, why is he talking to himself on the toilet? So I'm just talking to myself in my bedroom, which I think in the scale of insanity is more normal than talking to yourself in the toilet. Studies probably show support for that. What I wanted to talk about was the Sex on Fire remix that I've done. It's Kings of Leon song, as you probably know. Bit of a rock anthem. New rock anthem. That's probably new with an N and a U, not an E and a W. 2008 the song came out, so it's not that new, but I think it still has ingrained itself into people's minds as a bit of a classic. And I stumbled across a site on the internet that allowed you to download a cappellas, which is like songs without music, which is a literal translation of a cappella without music. And Sex on Fire was, I think, the biggest one that I was interested in doing, because I've always had the idea of remixing it and making a big dance record out of it. I think people can get very touchy about remixes. They seem to think that you've taken away the original song and replaced it with this remix, which is irrational, because that's not the case at all. You know, it's as if people are sort of saying, you've turned my favourite rock record into a huge electronic dance record. That's absolute crime. And to an extent, I can see the point. It's not the same song, but then again, you don't have to buy it, you don't have to listen to it. If it gets played in a club, then it's probably, depending on the club, more suited to that environment than the original. So I don't think it's been replaced. You don't replace a piece of, you know, a song with your remix. You supplement it. It's an additional version. And if you want to listen to a dancier one, if you like a dancier sound, then the idea of remixes is really good, because you get to experience other songs that you may not listen to in a completely different sort of setting, which is good. So putting a rock song like Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon into a huge stomping dance record really works. And it doesn't hurt anyone. At least that's the theory. So I enjoyed doing it. It only took me about, I don't know, all told, probably about 5 hours. Maybe a little bit longer. I did quite a lot of it last night before I went out to see Sex and the City 2, which I enjoyed. And then I did some tweaking, about an hour or two's worth of tweaking of the song in the morning. It was really good. I enjoyed doing it. And then I had to render it and do a bit of mastering, which I'm never any good at, but, you know, it does the job. And then I put a video together for it, which actually just entailed downloading the original video, cutting it up, adding some extra bits to it, and sort of copying and pasting bits all over the place so that it made a 9 minutes 20 second long video instead of 3.5 minutes. So I've posted that on YouTube in all its copyright infringing glory. So that's what I've been up to at the moment, and it's been really good fun. And hopefully my stomach is all better now, since I've had some effervescent health salts from a supermarket with an orange sign on it. Okay, well, I'm going to go to sleep now, so I'll leave you in peace.